recently I was reading a book called The Existentialist Cafe, which goes into the origins of existentialism with Husserl's phenomenology, and then comes up through, of course, Sartre and de Beauvoir and other figures up to fairly recent times through Camus and so on. And the writer, she really knows the philosophy, but she also has a wonderful knack of setting it within the context of the times, the historical period, and the personalities. And so, for example, at the end of the book, she reflects back on her own way into this material as in her mid-teens, picking up some Sartre and then later some Heidegger, and saying at the end of the book, the degree to which all of this reading and writing, all this scholarly work has surprised her, that she's come to admire Sartre far more, that despite his weird aspects, he was deeply a very positive humanist, and coming to admire Heidegger far, far less, because his ultimately his human failings and his arrogance and his refusal to be a true human being as he went off into his lofty, you know, abstract thinking, that just wasn't good enough. So I find it very interesting at my age to reflect back on philosophy and no longer look upon it as a worthwhile pursuit on its own, but to see it embedded as part of life.